All right, even though.
Even though.
I was playing tennis.
I was playing tennis.
It's supposed to be fun.
It's supposed to be fun.
What kind of fun?
What kind of fun?
It's much more fun when I win.
It's much more fun when I win.
But I certainly didn't expect. To get injured. To hear that tendon snap.
Ooh.
I had a big charge on that. So you remember that sound?
Oh, yeah. Oh. It sounded like a large rubber band. Yeah. I didn't know. It didn't hurt. It came from somewhere, and I realized it was me.
Even though I heard that snap.
That loud rubber band snap.
And I didn't even know what it meant. I had no idea.
That snap.
Was the beginning.
Of spiraling.
Into horrendous pain.
That horrible sound.
That loud snap. I heard that snap. I didn't know what it was. I heard that snap.
That sound.
Doesn't belong. On a tennis court. I was there with a friend. I was there to win. That snap.
It changed everything.
That horrible sound.
This pressure in my heart.
That horrible sound. This tightness in my heart. Tendons aren't supposed to snap. What was God thinking? With that manufacturing process.
Tendons aren't supposed to snap.
I wasn't doing anything crazy. It was tennis. I played many times. Nothing snapped. That loud snap. I deeply.
And completely.
Want this body.
Every cell in this body.
To release all trauma. All memory and trauma.
Of that snap.
The sound of that snap. The internal feeling of that snap. The meaning of that snap. To my physical body. Okay, so it snapped, and then you didn't feel anything right away, and then what happened?
I drove home.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
It just flopped down. I couldn't do anything, so I just hopped. Had automatic heel problem, and then had surgery a few days later. It was all red, and didn't seem to be a big problem, but then my thumb had a little crick in it a couple of weeks later, and seven doctor appointments later, they finally said, you have psoriatic arthritis, because I also had some psoriasis. And from what I've been reading, Louise Hay, that it looks like there's a lot of internal anger. Alternative doctors tell me I have a lot of anger, I say, that's not me. I'm not an angry person. I don't get mad. And that's because I keep it all in.
Okay, even though.
Even though.
I've had so much anger within me. I can snap tendons.
I'm pretty amazing.
No one would ever even know. I didn't know. I just hopped myself home. Who knew? It would be the beginning. Of undoing. Of unleashing.
All this unresolved emotion.
In my body. I lost the tennis game. It pushed me over the edge. Physically.
Emotionally.
This nightmare.
With the doctors.
They take my money. They disrespect my time. And then they give me a life sentence.
Something's wrong with that picture.
This tendon. The surgery.
I had no idea what happened in the surgery.
Everything changed. That surgery. The anesthesia.
Maybe I heard something.
Feeling powerless. Trusting all these strangers.
To put me to sleep.
And do whatever they do. And I had no control. No power at all. I had to trust all these strangers. I'm not really good. At trusting others. Why would I be? The people I've loved most. Haven't been trustworthy. This inability.
To feel safe.
Trusting others. Trusting strangers.
This surgery.
Triggered something in my body. Wouldn't it be nice? If this body. Could release now. All memories.
Of the trauma.
Of that surgery. The smells. The sounds. The cutting.
The stitching.
The medications.
The anesthesia.
The environment.
The environment.
The energy around me.
The energy around me.
The worry.
The fear.
This experience.
This surgery.
Was to help me. It served me well.
I'd like to release.
All trauma. That no longer serves me.
From this surgery.
This surgery.
Whacked me out.
Something happened. I don't know what it is. Something happened in that surgery. And everything started changing. And I deeply.
And completely.
Want to love and accept myself.
Anyway.
This pain.
In the middle of my back.
Whatever's going on. With my hands.
My thumbs.
I want to forgive those doctors.
No one.
Has been able to help me. I want to forgive them anyway. Even Louise. For putting all the blame with me. I'd fix it if I could.
Here I am.
Stuck with all this pain. I'm out of control again. I don't like it. I can't control. What's happening to my body? It's just like
Being a child again.
It's just like Going into surgery again.
Going into surgery again.
I have to trust so many other people. And I don't want to. I like to do it myself. I'm really the type of person that likes to count on myself.
And suddenly,
I'm not in charge anymore. This arthritis.
It's taking over.
It's so unfair. I'd rather be an angry person. I'd rather cuss at drivers.
Yell at people.
Yell at people that have this pain.
That have this pain.
Invading my body. And I deeply.
And completely. And completely.
Want to love and accept myself.
Want to love and accept myself.
Anyway. Okay, are you feeling anything at all in your body?
Nothing's changing. Ankles are normal as far as hurting. Maybe the wrist don't.
Okay, tell me what your ankles feel like.
Very painful.
Stiff?
They're stiff. Hard. They can't move. They can't. As soon as I try to move them, they send pain all over.
Okay. All this pain. Trapped in my ankles.
Sorry.
The minute I move. Does it go on your knees too?
No.
All this ankle pain.
All this ankle pain.
Limiting my movement. How can I move forward? With all this ankle pain. I was just playing tennis.
And now. And now.
Both ankles.
Both ankles.
Don't want to work for me.
Don't want to work for me.
This pain in my ankles.
This pain in my ankles.
This limitation in my ankles.
This limitation in my ankles.
I don't like limitation at all.
I don't like limitation at all.
And now I feel trapped.
And now I feel trapped.
In this body.
In this body.
I know what it's like.
I know what it's like.
To be athletic.
To be athletic.
It's so unfair. To be trapped in this pain. Where do I go from here?
Where do I go from here?
All this fear.
I am angry.
I'm angry. But I can't change this.
Right now.
All this anger. All this sadness.
All this frustration.
All this pain.
All this limitation.
In my ankles.
This horrible arthritis.
This resentment.
This anger.
Taking my body.
Abusing my body.
All this limitation.
This powerlessness.
Trapped in my ankles. I need my ankles. I can't get from here to there. Without these ankles.
These ankles.
They used to work so well.
Tennis.
Anything I wanted.
I could do.
That was them. I want to know it again. These ankles. All this limitation. Stuck in my ankles. And I deeply.
And completely.
When I'll accept myself. Anyway.
I can't do that.
Stuck in this body.
With all this pain.
I want to love and accept myself anyway. I can't do that. I'm so mad. At them.
The arthritis.
The doctors.
And me.
I have this need to fix it. And I can't fix it. All this anger. All this frustration.
All this emotion.
Trapped in my ankles. I want to love and accept myself.
Anyway.
All this ankle pain. All this ankle limitation.
Even though.
It's hard to believe.
This tapping.
Can really help. To the degree I want.
And what if it did?
What if tapping? Something ridiculous like this. Something cheap like this. Could make me feel better. That would tick me off.
Because I spent four years.
Suffering.
Paying a lot of money.
Here I am.
I can't win.
I want to feel better. But it will freak me out if I do. Wouldn't it be nice? If this body. Could remember. How to let the pain go.
Even for a moment.
So I can recharge. Find my faith again. I kind of lost my hope. And that's more than I can bear.
These ankles.
We're doing the best I can. And I deeply. And completely.
Want to love and accept.
And support this body.